When it comes to FedEx, size increasingly does matter. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The great mover of packages known as FedEx is shifting to what it calls dimensional weight pricing. It's about size as well as heft and more money for FedEx. A FedEx spokesman gave this quote to Bloomberg News, "We felt like we weren't receiving the correct compensation for the services we were providing." Following this is Marketplace's David Weinberg. Morning, David.
Good morning.
All right, would you explain dimensional weight pricing?
Well, currently, if you ship anything through FedEx Ground and it's larger than 3 cubic feet, you're already paying dimensional weight pricing. The difference is starting next year, all ground shipments will be priced on volume. Analyst Kevin Sterling gave this example in a note to investors. Under the new rules, a box that's 17 inches wide and weighs 3 pounds would now be priced the same as a 20-pound box.
All right, so invest in a tape measure manufacturer. But what'll this mean for shipping prices?
So for about a third of packages, the price will go up, mainly on bulkier items like diapers and clothing. And big retailers like Walmart, they have special contracts with shippers, so they probably won't be as affected by the change. But analysts think individual customers could see prices go up by more than 40% on some of these larger boxes. All in all, FedEx will likely see a revenue gain of about $350 million from the changes.
What do you think? Think people are just going to run over to rival UPS when they have to ship bulkier items next year?
Probably not. If the past is any indication, UPS will follow suit and also start charging by size. Both companies tend to keep their pricing structures pretty similar.
Marketplace's David Weinberg, thank you.
Thank you.
This morning, senators in Washington get to question Sylvia Burwell, President Obama's nominee to become the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. As is the Washington way, most senators will likely try to score political points during the questioning. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein checked in with non-politicians about what they would ask Burwell about the future of health care in America.
With national health care spending at near $4 trillion, the questions for Sylvia Burwell are significant and answers aren't easy to come by. Dr. Kavita Patel, who's also with the Brookings Institution, wants to know how HHS will evaluate the billions of dollars given to states to overhaul their Medicaid programs.
All of these states are putting big bets on taking the monies and doing something different. But how do we know if something different is working?
Dr. Stephen Safier, who runs the Montefiore Health System in New York, wonders whether hospitals with lots of poor patients should be treated the same and penalized the same as hospitals with more affluent patients.
I want to know how open the secretary is to exploring that and making change.
No matter who you talk to, Colorado-based insurer Steve Erkenbrecht says every question boils down to one thing.
Can you give us the flexibility to let us build systems that will create higher value, lower cost for consumers?
A question so pervasive, even a senator obsessed with scoring political points might ask it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
A growing trend in the funeral business. The number of cremations are up, and people are logging onto the internet to buy urns for their loved ones from places like Amazon and Walmart.com. Sarah Hoover has this earnings report.
In Carson City, Nevada, David Thompson buys a lot of stuff from Amazon. Recently, he bought an urn a few days before his wife passed away.
To be honest, I was really glad to be home near my wife while I was going through this process of finding her cremation urn.
He was looking for a wider selection than what the funeral home offered.
The one that I chose, it just jumped off the computer screen and told me, essentially, that this is the right thing. This matches your wife's personality.
Cremation has become common. 2 years ago, 43% of Americans were cremated. By 2017, it's expected they'll be more cremated than buried. In Traverse City, Michigan, Stardust Memorials has built their entire business around selling cremation urns online. Owner Jordan Lindbergh started the company 4 years ago after his father got sticker shock while looking for an urn for his grandmother.
I wasn't interested in selling any kind of normal product, if you will, anything that you're likely to find in, you know, when you go into Target.
Potter Phil Wilson is molding clay into an urn on the wheel. He and Gretchen Palmer are creating a line of ceramic urns for Stardust Memorials. Palmer says the handmade aspect offers a personal touch.
These are not made by machine. They're all made by hand, by Phil, with glazes that he mixed and he designed.
Neither potter said they would purchase a cremation urn online, but the new work has made family members think about their final wishes.
It has for my mother. When I told my mom and her husband what I was doing, they're like, started to think, oh, I wonder what color urn I would like. And I'm like, Mom, seriously?
Stardust Memorials did $1 million in sales last year. They expect to double that this year. In Traverse City, Michigan, I'm Sarah Hoover for Marketplace.
And from the Journal of Materials Chemistry comes research that could lead to ATMs that explode into hot foam if thieves try to tamper with them, even if the ATM is not plugged in. The foam could mark the banknotes with some kind of DNA signature for tracking. Researchers at ETH Zurich University were inspired by the biology of the bombardier beetle that manufactures little gas explosions when attacked. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.